USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is expecting a number of his fellow Republicans to vote yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
We've had about 17 or 18 who have indicated that they're going to vote yes. So it could go quicker, but it's going.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Louisiana Republican saying President Biden asked him to work on adding legislation on energy and that they have added funds for coastal restoration, among other environmental issues. Senators continuing to work on that package, but the final vote will likely happen on Tuesday. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is urging the United States to adopt more vaccine mandates. Collins telling ABC's This Week he celebrates businesses requiring the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A historic fire has people in Northern California on edge.
People living in the scenic forest lands of Northern California found themselves facing a weekend of fear as the largest single wildfire in state history threatened to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Robert Foxworthy of CAL FIRE says people need to be ready to evacuate.
With what we've seen the last few years in California, it's obvious that fires can break out anywhere and can destroy structures anywhere within the state of California. So I would say that the public always needs to be ready, and if they're asked to evacuate, please do so.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Bobby Bowden, the folksy Hall of Fame coach who won more than 350 games and built Florida State into one of college football's great dynasties with two national championships, has died. He was 91. Terry Bowden confirming his dad died of pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially.
The day after filing a criminal complaint against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a former aide who accuses him of fondling her is going public. In an interview clip on CBS Sunday Morning, Brittany Commisso says Cuomo needs to be held accountable. She added, "What he did to me was a crime." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.